Hi, folks, and welcome to the latest edition of IT Life Radio, the show for you, the IT pro, the technologist, the geek, the futurist, and the maker. Every week we cover topics that are most important to your life, your IT life. I'm your host, Executive Editor Dave Wagner. This week we're talking about school. We know a lot of people hate school, and even the people who love school prefer summer vacation. But maybe, just maybe, there's a different way to do all of this that might be better for everyone, specifically when it comes to making IT pros. We'll be talking about a very interesting alternative to the traditional four-year college CS program. It is called Make School, and we're lucky enough to have one of the founders of Make School, Ashu Desai, here to talk about it. Ashu built his first iPhone app in high school, which sold 50,000 copies. He attended UCLA to study computer science before dropping out to join Y Combinator and found Make School in hopes of improving computer science education. Welcome, Ashu.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're very happy to have you, especially those of us who hated our four-year college program and wish we had an alternative. So let's get right to it. What's wrong with college IT programs?
Sure. So speaking from my personal experience, as Dave mentioned, I had been building iPhone apps when I was in high school. And when I got to college, what I really wanted to be doing was building more products that could impact people's lives. For me, building my first app was by far the most engaging and inspiring educational experience I had, because I was creating something real and building a product for people out there in the real world. And when I got to university, most of what we were learning was focused solely on the theoretical side of computer science and not really focused on teaching me how to build and ship real products and real experiences. So for me, that was a big thing that I didn't like.
Well, isn't that theory important? Isn't that a gap if you don't learn that?
The theory is absolutely important. So my perspective is more of the way that theory is taught. With Make School, you still do learn all the computer science theory you would learn in college, but you do it through the lens of building your own original real-world products. So the curriculum is much more project-based. Instead of doing paper tests and midterms, you'll be building concrete products that could be used as software in the real world. And a lot of a core focus on the curriculum will be coming up with your own ideas for apps and products and then learning everything you need to along the way in order to make those a reality. So it's not that I think theory should not be taught. It's that the way it's taught right now is through paper tests, it's through heavy lectures, instead of you actually writing programs and building software for to solve problems that people have in the real world.
Well, I love taking tests. Are there any Scantron tests at Make School? Or how? What's an average day like at Make School?
Sure. So an average day feels a lot more like a startup environment as opposed to a classroom environment. So students will come in at around 10 a.m. We'll have maybe 1 or 2 hours of lecture in a day where students will be exposed to certain topics. But every lecture will be associated with some hands-on project that will help solidify the theory they've been learning. And the bulk of the day will actually be spent working on that project or working on your own original products, depending on what point in the curriculum you are. And whenever you're stuck or you have questions, our instructors are there to come around and give you one-on-one help. So it feels much more like if you've just entered a large engineering organization and you're working on problems and you're just learning to become familiar with that company's code base or that company's project, and your superiors are sort of walking around and helping guide you and onboarding you onto the new technologies you'll be using, as well as helping you push forward with the project that you're working on. So the feel is much more like a startup environment as opposed to a classroom.
Okay. Well, when I go to college, I get all of these eminent professors who've invented all of these wonderful things and have done all this great research, and they've got tenure, and they've got cool, fancy robes and hats, and they've got an office with all sorts of old books in it. Who's teaching me at Make School?
Sure. So at Make School, we really want to emphasize that people from industry who have strong computer science backgrounds but also have an experience of building and shipping real-world products are your instructors. Now, one thing you pointed out is that most of the professors at these universities are there for their research. They've done amazing research. They've written the textbooks. But we think there's a big difference between people who can do research and people who can teach well. And I think the university ecosystem, if you think about every major university, they are research universities. The curriculum is mostly focused on teaching people computer science that will get them to a PhD program, which will get them to become a professor and continue to do research. And while I think that's incredibly important for society, I think there's a side of education that's missing, which is more not for technology that will hit the market in 10 to 20 years, but more in the short term, which what if I want to build software to hit the market today or within the next 5 years? And so I see this dichotomy developing between the traditional research university and what we're trying to create. We're thinking about calling it a product university, where our instructors are there. They build products in their spare time instead of doing research, and our students are learning all the computer science needed to actually build and ship real-world products that they would like to see hit the market and impact people's lives today. So that's sort of the dichotomy that we'd like to create.
Right. Well, that sounds pretty attractive, I have to admit. But there's one thing that kind of struck me about your description, which is that a fair amount of my day, it sounds like at Make School, would be spent working on my own project. And there's a lot of value to that, obviously. But why do I need you? Why can't I just stay home and work on my own project then?
Sure. So in terms of education and learning, we think it's a very inherently social thing. And so having an environment where you have like-minded peers who are also working on the same things, who can help you when you get stuck, and having access to the teachers as resources to give you one-on-one help when there are concepts you don't understand, those are the points where we feel having mentors and having instructors are really valuable. It's less that every individual thing needs to be spoon-fed to you by your instructor, but it's that when you do hit those moments of, there's this topic that I'm really not quite understanding and I need a little bit of help from my instructor to get past that hurdle, or there's some feature it feels a little intimidating to me and I need some direction towards getting there, that's sort of where the instructors are most effective. And from my experience with my past classes, the best classes that I had where I learned the most were when the teacher really empowered me to learn on my own and empowered and helped inspire me to come up with those solutions. And when I sort of derived those solutions on my own was when I felt like I truly learned. And the teachers really were there to get out of my way, make sure or let me be able to build whatever it is that I wanted to build and just assist me every time I got stuck and every time I hit a roadblock. And so similarly, we're designing our experience to be very very much like that, where the best teachers will be getting out of the student's way. They'll be really helping the students get on the bike and help push the bike to get started, but let the students really learn how to ride the bike on their own.
Okay, well, fair enough. I think we all like to be more engaged in what we do. But we've got a question already from the audience. And by the way, if anybody is listening and they're not checking into the live chat that's going on along with this show, they should, because that's where some of the best conversation and best learning with your peers can be found. But we got a question, which is some people have pointed out that they really liked college. They really liked their four-year degree, and they have felt like internships are really where they could get that kind of practical knowledge. What's the difference? Why doesn't that four-year model plus the internships work as well as what you think Make School does?
Yeah. Again, I think it comes down to at an internship, you're mostly focused on building a product for someone else, and you're only doing that in a very specific set of skills and tools. It doesn't necessarily allow you to explore all parts of computer science. We think project-based learning can do a better job of teaching all parts of computer science, and so having that as a focus instead of lecture-based and instead of tests ends up being the model that we find students more engaged with. And I think also to think about how the working world has changed over the course of the past few years, employees are less micromanaged by their bosses. Their bosses are not telling them, you just have to do this set of tasks and get them done. They're trying to motivate the employees to be working hard on their own. And by the way they do that is by biting off bigger projects and letting the employees take ownership of that. And there's a lot of research that's been done in terms of what actually motivates people, and there's sort of three core components. The first is autonomy, the second is mastery, and the third is purpose. And if you give workers those three things and give them ownership over a project, they'll be much more motivated and driven to do those things well. And similarly, we want to bring that same sort of philosophy into education and say, hey, how can we have our students feel very motivated and feel ownership over the projects that they're creating? If you're creating a project that a lot of other people have created before, it's less exciting and it's less motivating. And the paper test we just don't feel is very practical because it just doesn't apply to anything you will be doing in the real world. So there definitely are some amazing classes and some amazing professors in a lot of universities. But as a whole, we feel there's something really lacking in that experience. And it's most true when you have students who already have the experience of building things. And when you tell them they've been building things in high school and then they get to college and you tell them you have to wait for 4 years before you get to go out and build cool things again, it really frustrates them, just like it frustrated me.
Right. Well, let me ask you about that. Who are your students? Obviously, this is a pretty new endeavor. Who's finding this? Who's turned on by this? Just people who couldn't get into a four-year school, people who, you know, have been in business for a while and need a new certification. Who are the kinds of people who are going to be really attracted to this?
Yeah, so it's been a mix. We've had primarily students who either have just graduated high school or have done a year or two of college and felt frustrated, felt like they weren't learning the right things. Again, students who are in a similar boat as myself. We had in our first class of 11 students, we had two students from MIT, instead of going to MIT, come to Make School because they felt that this would accelerate their learning and accelerate their growth into the professional world. And most of our students have had significant programming experience before coming into the program. So they've had 2 to 5 years of coding experience. One of them from next year has already built a learn-to-code platform on top of Minecraft. So you have modified blocks that can teach you loops and conditionals. Another potential student from next year is working on his own Linux distribution. So again, another one has already been interning at a tech startup at a Y Combinator tech startup for a year and working there. And he could have jumped right into industry and jumped right into the working world, but he wants to be in an environment where there's a lot of exciting other intelligent people around him in the same boat as him that he could potentially start companies with in the future and work with in the future. And so it's really people who have quite a solid CS experience already. And for them, going back into a traditional CS program, they'll be repeating a lot of information they know. And again, they want a more empowering and engaging way for them to explore their own ideas and learn how to take their ideas and bring it to life.
Well, geez, MIT guys, that sounds like a bunch of losers. How obviously you attracted these pretty elite young people very early, and obviously the program is attractive. But how did they even find you? And what do you offer them that is so attractive that they wouldn't go to someplace like MIT? Or I believe I saw on your site there are people from Stanford, University of Maryland, some other major programs. How did you even pull together this first class?
Yeah, so it's a mix of different things. One, we have a lot of tutorials online for free, and so a lot of people have discovered our website as they're learning to code, as they're learning to build iPhone apps. Another really big avenue is hackathons. So there's a big movement that's been started in the last few years of the collegiate hackathon scene. And a hackathon, these college students will basically give up their entire weekend so they can sit in a gymnasium for 36 hours and sit there and code all day. They don't sleep all night. They pump themselves full of caffeine, and they learn modern technologies, and they learn how to build and ship real products. And it's pretty amazing that these college students, you would think that they want to be out partying on the weekends or having fun or whatever it is, but they're so engaged with this kind of learning, this project-based hands-on learning, that they're willing to give up their entire weekend and lose all their sleep in order to do this. And when you have these students who already are feeling the failings of traditional education, so much so that they're spending every weekend going to build things at hackathons, and then you turn to them and say, hey, what if instead of having to do this every weekend, your entire college experience was a two-year-long hackathon where you can learn all the latest technologies and build all the coolest things that you want to build, meanwhile still learning the core CS theory that you would need? It feels like a very, very great value proposition for them.
Well, clearly I wasted my time doing speech and debate and going to football games on the weekend. I should have been doing hackathons. Okay, so let's say I feel pretty convinced. You know, this is not our first conversation together, and I have to say I really liked this school when I heard about it, and that's why I wanted to bring you on. But for the sake of the last 15 minutes of this live show, if you don't mind, I'm going to play the skeptic. I'm going to assume that there are people listening to this discussion, and they're totally, you know, they think you're totally full of it, and we want to poke some holes in what's going on here. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask some rude questions, and we'll see what happens here. So is there any sign this is working, or are these just kids having a good summer, and then they're going to have to go to a four-year college anyway?
Sure. There's a lot of evidence of it working. So for our first full class for this college replacement program, students have gotten jobs at Pandora, Snapchat, Edmodo, and a bunch of other Series A and later tech startups. So it seems that for what employers, and we talked to a lot of employers when we were designing our curriculum, we got a lot of their input in terms of what pieces of CS theory are important, what pieces of product development they find important. And all the CTOs and VP of engineering we talked to told us that they care a lot more about what students are able to build rather than what college they went to or what GPA they had. And because of that, our students end up having a much bigger advantage. Once they get into the interview with one of these tech companies, they can pull out their iPhone and show them, hey, I built this cool app. Here's what it does. Here's how it works. And send them the source code on GitHub. So they end up getting a really big leg up ahead of university students. And we are also building out a strong professional network. We're building out a partner network where companies have agreed to come check out our students and come to our recruiting events, just like they might go to a career fair at Stanford or MIT. We're starting to get companies like Teespring, HipMunk, Tilt, and a bunch of other companies reaching out to us that they want to be partners because they've checked out our past students. They seem really excited about this, and they need more qualified development talent, and they see us as a place to get it. So it seems that placing students out to very strong outcomes is pretty easy. We have students making $120,000 a year once they're a year away or a year out of high school, which is pretty crazy. And I think the outcomes, as we continue to grow, we'll build an even stronger network of corporate partners.
Well, that sounds like a bunch of San Francisco startups. Does this play outside of San Francisco? Would bigger enterprises be interested in this kind of education, or is it just the new and growing companies?
It's definitely starting with the newer and growing companies, or at least in the tech industry. So even companies like a Google or a LinkedIn are willing to look at students who don't have a traditional degree. For more traditional enterprises that are maybe East Coast based or around the world, they might still think about whether that degree is important. But generally, the technology companies on the forefront of development, they understand that going to college doesn't necessarily equate with being a good developer. We're also working towards accreditation. So hopefully in a few years, you'll be able to walk out of Make School with a CS degree, at which point there should be no difference as long as the caliber of our students is really high, and we've built a brand for ourselves as a great place to learn how to become a software engineer. So at some point in the future, we hope there will be absolutely no reservations from companies hiring out of May School, but in the near term, we'll definitely be focused on the sort of forward-thinking technology companies because they're the first ones to realize that a college degree is not necessarily the right credential to look for in this kind of talent.
Well, okay, but so in a four-year CS degree, I take an awful lot of classes, and it sounds like a lot of your graduates are taking, you know, a year, maybe two at most. How could they possibly learn as much in that time as I can learn in 4 years of college?
Yeah, so there's a couple different reasons. The first one is that university schedules are sort of flipped between you have a couple hours of lectures a week and a few hours of lab a week, and then homework versus our environment is much more of 10 to 6 every single day. You're coming in, investing in it like it's a real job. And so you end up having more class time hours in a year at Make School, or significantly more in a year at Make School than you would in a year at college. And the second piece is because all of our students have come in with significant programming experience, it gives them some, they've sort of fast-tracked through the base level CS classes that if you jump into a four-year university degree, you have to go ahead and take those. And so we basically pack the learning in tighter, and obviously the intro stuff we don't have to cover. And because of that, we're able to teach a similar caliber of material.
Okay. Well, so that sounds all fine and dandy, but aren't you just making the next pizza delivery app? What's everybody's making their own app, and it seems like every app out there is the same. So what kind of projects are coming out of the school?
Sure. So in addition to students building their own apps and websites, they will be doing a lot of projects that involve understanding how computer science will impact the world that in a way that's not just apps and websites. So some of our projects where we're teaching computer science theory, we're doing things like pulling data from open government data and using that to make assumptions and try to understand more about how the cities around us work. Another cool project that we have is with a company called Transcriptic. Now, Transcriptic is building essentially an AWS for life sciences. So you can, instead of having to have a huge amount of resources to have a biology or a life sciences or molecular biology or life sciences lab, what you can do is you can just sit behind your computer and write a program as long as you have a base understanding of certain concepts in biology and actually learn how to fold and create new proteins and so on and so forth. So the students will be accessing sort of all this cutting-edge technology that's coming out that's allowing computer science to influence all these different fields in the world, whether it's molecular biology or other hard sciences and so on and so forth.
Cool. Well, I have to admit, you know what? I'm having trouble with this whole rude character concept. Having trouble not being polite on the phone. I'm going to drop that, but I still want to probe some of these things
Sure.
with you because it's important. But before I do, I just want to remind everybody who's listening in that there's about 10 minutes to go in the interview, and then Ashu and I are going to join you guys in the live chat. If you're not already in the live chat, feel free to jump in. It's a lot of fun. It's a great place to talk to your peers about this topic, meet each other, learn to network. Hey, it might even lead to another job, as we've seen as she's talking about networking. So join in for the last 10 minutes, and then we're going to join you guys, and you can ask even more questions. Maybe you can tease out of Eshu what the problem is with this whole thing here. I do want to ask you a question about your students from the point of view of how this scales. We've kind of talked about this as an alternative to university education. Is this only for really elite students? It sounds like your students are really special. They're willing to work hard. They're willing to get into big places. When you look at the list of what some of these kids have been doing with their lives, they're not only amazing programmers, but they've biked from, LA to New York in 2 hours, and they've done, missions abroad to Jordan, I think I remember seeing. Is this something really only for the true elite?
So I think especially when we start, we attract people who are willing to take a chance on something new are definitely people who are more of the go-getter type than necessarily your average student. But I think the sort of key piece of what we're looking for is students who are passionate about computer science and have experience with it, and students who are passionate about building and creating things, taking any idea they have and bringing it to life. And so whether that's software they've built in the past or engineering projects they've done in the past or a craft they've done in the past, but really students who are passionate about creating things and making things, and sort of why our name is Make School. But one thing about that is today there probably aren't too many students that have strong experience with computer science and have built too many apps when they're in high school. But I think in the future that's going to start to change. So one of the things that we're planning on doing is building a free intro CS iPhone game development curriculum and giving that away to high schools for free. And we think what that will do is dramatically increase the number of students who are exposed to computer science at a young age. And if they're exposed to computer science in the right way, if they're taught that computer science is a really creative pursuit that allows you to bring an idea you have in your head and bring it to life and push it out to real people without needing much resources, we think these students will get incredibly excited and passionate about it. And I think most people in the world have the aptitude to be a creator of some form or another, and some subset of those will have the aptitude to do that with computer science. But the problem is most of them have never been exposed to computer science before, and even if they have, most of them have been exposed to it in a way that makes it feel very boring and doesn't make it feel like a creative field. And the same way that I was describing how this sort of purpose, mastery, and autonomy are the three things that really motivate students, traditional education is really missing those. So when people say, oh, you might have a lot of high school students who are not actually that motivated and not actually driven to learn, for me, it's not a failing of the student. For me, it's a failing of the educational institution where they've not created an environment and have not created a curriculum which allows the students to discover things they're passionate about and discover things that they're excited to create and work on and build. And I've been lucky enough to go to a lot of really good elementary, middle, and high schools as I was growing up. And it really opened my eyes to what was possible and what kinds of things that I could create. And if we did have access to better, younger education, I think a much larger percent of the population would be super excited and super motivated and super hardworking when it comes to creating and making things. And so there will be a lot of work that we'll have to do and assist other organizations who are like Code.org, who's doing a very good job of driving more CS at younger ages. And if we can help assist that ecosystem to be built, I think you'll have what used to seem like outliers today will become the norm in the future.
Well, that sounds exciting. Sounds like another plan for Make School might be the Make High School or the Make Elementary School. But can this scale past a small class? I think you said your first class was 11. Is this always just going to be a place where, you know, an elite handful of special kids graduate from, or are we going to have Make Schools all over the country eventually?
I'd love to have Make Schools all over the country and perhaps all over the world. I think I'm very bullish on the future of software and the software industry and how it will sort of eat the world in many ways. I think Transcriptic is a great example of how suddenly to be a molecular biologist, you just need to be able to sit behind a computer and code. And I think I'm very bullish on the number of software engineers we'll need because it's so easy to create and solve problems in the world with software. And so every country right now is starting to develop more of a startup and a tech ecosystem. Even in Tokyo, you're starting to see more of it. In India and China, you're starting to see billion-dollar companies being started in the last few years. And I think the demand for software engineers is not something that will go away. And it seems like in the U.S. alone, we'll have a shortage of about a million IT professionals by 2020. And even if you were to assume that the existing college infrastructure was good enough to teach students the right things, they still just do not have the capacity and the bandwidth to be able to train at the number of engineers that we need for the future. If you look at a school like Harvard, they just got a $60 million grant from Steve Ballmer. And that $60 million grant allows them to hire 12 new CS professors, but because they need to build a new building, those 12 CS professors won't be hired until 2018, which means in 2018 they'll have added a whole 100 more computer science majors to their department, which is not really a huge amount compared to the shortage that we're facing right now. So I think there needs to be a new player who is much more agile and is much more able to grow and expand than these traditional universities. And I think we can hopefully create a blueprint that we can start to scale to more cities and eventually more countries. Our summer academy, so we have a two-month summer program for high school and college students to get a taste of iPhone app development and learn a little bit more about Make School. And that two-month program we've run in New York City, San Francisco, and Palo Alto simultaneously. And so that program last summer had 120 students, and this coming summer we'll have north of 200 students. And so similarly, we want to build the two-year program eventually, starting with 11 students. Next year we're shooting to have 50 students, and we'll continue to hopefully double or triple the incoming class size every year.
Wow, doubling and tripling the class every year sounds like an amazing achievement in, say, 3 to 5 years. we're running really low on time, but I wanted to hit this because it's really important to me. You mentioned the Harvard and the $60 million and Steve Ballmer and the new building and all of that. What about you economically allows you to do this? Don't you have to build new buildings? Don't you have to hire new professors? And doesn't it take you $60 million to double your class every year? What's the difference? How can you do this?
Yeah, so there's a few different things. The first is that traditional universities have a lot of legacy in terms of the campuses that they've created and so on and so forth. So for us, we're actually going to try to build this university in the heart of San Francisco, renting out office space and having the students live in dorm-style housing. But you don't need football stadiums. You don't need massive campuses that require a lot of maintenance costs and so on and so forth. And so we're trying to basically unbundle the core of the education that you receive from higher education and allow be in the heart of a city where you'll have access to all the other amenities you might get from a college campus you'll find in any big city. And so we don't think we need to provide those services. We'd rather integrate the students directly into a city. And the other thing is, in terms of sort of the reason they need $60 million for for 12 professors is because they need to tenure the professors. So they need to guarantee they have a source of income for these professors for the next, like, 50 years, which will sort of add up to a much larger amount of money. And so for them, just the way that these organizations and these institutions have been created, they need a lot more in order to create change, in order to add a few more professors and add a few more students. Because we're sort of small and agile, that's not that's not necessarily the case. And the one last thing I'd like to mention that we haven't quite touched on, but the tuition model for Make School is also something that's very, very unique. And different from the traditional universities, it's a deferred tuition model. So students will, instead of paying upfront, they'll pay us through their internship earnings and their 25% of their first 2 years job earnings. And this is also really neat because it allows more people to access our quality of education than they had access than had access before, because they don't have to pay upfront. And the other really neat thing is that if our outcomes start being poor and if we start teaching students the wrong things, it's going to hurt our bottom line. And for us to continue to excel as a company, we will have to iterate on our curriculum, iterate on what we're teaching in order to make sure that we're delivering the right product and delivering the right outcomes if we want to continue to grow and survive as a company. So this feedback loop between our student outcomes and how we're teaching is very, very strong.
Yes, I love that. That's one of my favorite things, and I was just going to ask you about that. I love the put up or shut up aspect to the to the tuition model. If you're not serving the student, then they're not paying, and that's really great. By the way, I'd also say I would immediately root for a Make School football team if there was one, so consider that. Really, I'm running really, really short on time, but there's one question I really want to ask you, which is, obviously, the people that are listening to Information Week regularly are existing IT pros. They've already built their career to a certain degree. Is it too late for those geezers? Can they come back to Make School, learn something new, or is that not a good idea?
We've definitely had students who had already graduated with a CS degree and had gone out to work for a little bit, but they still felt like they didn't have quite the right skills and quite the right ability to build and create new products. And so we have had sort of non-traditional students who, again, have already studied computer science and have been working for a while, come back to school.
Great. Well, one thing I want to ask you in the chat is I want to know whether you're going to run out of good teachers as you scale. But unfortunately, we've just absolutely run out of time for that. So I'll ask you that in the chat. I just want to remind everybody that Ashu and I are going to join you in the chat room in just a minute. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you about upcoming shows. We're taking next week off for Interop, but don't think that means there's no good radio for that week. Kurt Franklin's going to be doing at least two shows a day live from Interop all week, so there's more than enough to entertain and educate the most voracious lover of tech radio. When we get back Wednesday, May 6th, that's 3 p.m. Eastern as always, I'll have Steve Sims. He's a workplace motivation specialist from Badgeville, and he's going to talk about gamification. Suffice it to say that we're doing it all wrong, and Steve is going to help us do it better to get the results from employees and enterprises that we want. So I just want to thank Ashu. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to having you in the chat. Remember, Ashu is the founder of Make School. Check Make School out if you've been interested in this. I want to thank everyone who's listened. We couldn't do this without you, so thank you for supporting IT Life Radio. And remember, this is your IT Life. The rest of us are paying rent. See you in the chat.